Baraji, as Prem Rawat is widely known, speaks to people around the world about the possibility of finding inner peace and contentment. He started addressing audiences when he was only 3 years old. At the age of 13, he was invited to address audiences in London and Los Angeles. Since then, he has presented his message to over 6.5 million people in more than 50 countries. Speaking at the United Nations Conference Center in Bangkok, Thailand, he recently said, "The peace that we are looking for is already in the heart. It needs to be felt, and I can help you get in touch with it." Maraji's message is more than words. People who listen to him express finding profound inspiration, a fresh perspective on life, and peace within themselves.
I have to say this evening is really quite simple. And I know that for a lot of people the subject of peace is a very complex one. Because it's one of those things, you get a cup of coffee and you sit down and then somebody mentions the word peace and the conversation inevitably drifts to what peace is, why there isn't peace, what should be peace, what are the definitions of peace. A lot of people can sit there and talk for hours about it, but not get to the point of it, which is peace has to be felt. It is not just a subject of conversation. That there is a peace, that there is a peace that is fundamental to all of us. And what do I mean when I say all of us? Yes, all those little differences that we have, the color of the skin, the shape of the face, the hair, the suits, the nails, are they manicured, are they not manicured? All of those things, notwithstanding them, beyond that circle, there is a commonality to all of us. That we exist, that we are alive, and each one of us, regardless of who we are and what we do, and what our opinions are, and what we have been through in this life, doesn't matter what hardship we have been through and not been through, we are all touched by this breath. A very simple fact, a very simple thing that happens pretty much all the time, that it comes and then it goes. And that our aspirations, that are the basic aspirations, the fundamental aspirations, are also exactly the same. We all thirst for peace. Problem comes when we start to use the different names. I'm not looking for peace, I'm looking for contentment. I'm not really looking for contentment, I'm looking for true love. I'm not really looking for true love, I'm looking for God. I'm not looking for God so much as I am looking for truth. I'm not really looking for truth as much as I'm looking for peace. Clever. But these are the names of exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. That very thirst, acknowledging that thirst, addressing that thirst in your life, which says it doesn't matter what you call it. It doesn't matter if you call it pani, if you call it agua, if you call it water, if you call it H2O. So far that when you are thirsty, you drink it. It doesn't matter what you call it. And it doesn't make any difference what container it comes in, whether it's a plastic glass, whether it's a crystal glass, whether it's a metal bowl, whether it's a bowl made out of clay, or just your hand under a tap. But when you are thirsty, that you drink it. So to me, the first thing that I see If we really want to see the picture, the beautiful picture of this life, if we really want to see that basic aspiration, then we have to put down all these different colored glasses that we wear and see that one fundamental thing that is so simple and it's so beautiful because it exists, and it exists in the heart of every individual. I'm not talking about creating anything. I'm not talking about making anything. I'm not talking about achieving anything. I'm talking about what already exists within, inside of us. A lot of people have this, you know, concept of, you talk to them about, well, how do I get this? Because all our lives we've been trying to get things. We see an ad, how do I get this? How do I get this? How do I get this? Well, if you keep going and saying to yourself, how do I get this, then you don't get it. And the reason why you don't get it is because you already got it. So get it that you got it. You don't have to get it. It's already there. It is the process of discovery. Peace is that joy. Peace is that serenity inside every single being. That is peace. Not a concept, not an idea, but a reality waiting to be discovered. A joy waiting to be felt. An answer waiting to be discovered. And that is what I talk about. Because to me, too many ideas exist out there. Feel it in your life. Make that the priority in your life. What is the priority in your life? You know. You know what is important to you. Include then amongst those things. Listen to this carefully, please. Include then amongst those things that are important to you, peace. See what I'm saying? What I'm saying is, a lot of people have this idea, if I have to have peace, I have to throw away everything. I have to become a monk. I have to go and climb and live on top of some Himalaya, some monastery. No. In the list of things that are important to you, include peace. Because right now it's excluded. It doesn't fit in the mold of this world. Peace is what you have to want. And there is something you can do about it. And what you can do about it is make sure that that peace has manifested in your heart. That it is not a dream. That it is not some nice thing that someday you will have. But that peace has become a reality in your life. That seed that lies dormant in that desert, waiting for the rain, has sprouted. That your life, every day that you live it, is a consciously struck note on this piano. Not just a bunch of fingers hitting randomly. That this instrument that you have been given. What is the name of the instrument? The instrument that you have been given is called life. I know a lot of people said, yeah, this body. Life. Life. This whole little culmination of all these little bits and pieces coming together, made alive, tuned to that perfection with the coming and the going of this breath. That's your reality. That is a sweet, incredible reality. It's not a dream. It comes. You see, we've got things figured out so backwards that to understand some of these things that I am talking about, which you already know, it takes mortality to put this in perspective. And you see somebody who's dead, you go, oh my God, I better get my act together here. There's something wrong in the picture. There's something wrong in the picture when it takes mortality to understand this existence. This beautiful, beautiful instrument that we have been given, this beautiful time that we have been given, this beautiful life that we have been given, where the possibility of peace dancing upon the stage exists, where a heart full of contentment and gratitude can exist, where instead of complaining, oh my God, I know all the things that are wrong. I wish these things were this way, and I wish things were that way, and I wish things were that way, and I wish things were that way. How about looking at the things the way they are? My friends, don't mistake me. If you brought even a little bit of this in your life, this doesn't mean you're going to become a vegetable. Because that's where people, well, you know, I don't want that. Because if somebody come and, you know, pass a bad remark at me and I just have to sit there. No. That's not what this is about. This is about understanding what you have been given. Not the consequences. I'm not talking about living this life like painting with numbers. No. I want everyone to learn how to paint. I remember we used to have these books, you know. You could paint with numbers, and then they had clever ones. And those ones, all you had to do was just take water. The paint was already in there, and you just take water and slosh it around, and you paint it. Well, I got smart. So why go through this process? I take the whole book and dip it in water. Let it dry, open it, it was all painted. Big mess, but it was painted. There's a lot of people in this world who live their lives just like that. What am I supposed to do? They say, what am I supposed to do? Tell me, in which square goes the red and in which square goes the green? And I'll do it. But don't ask me to paint a painting, to feel my existence, to feel joy in my life, to feel a simplicity in my lifetime, to look at the potential that I have already been given. No, people go, teach me how to, you know, become a better businessman. Try with man first. That comes later, but try that. And the business will fall in place. Because it's about you. It's not about this world. It's not about societies. It's about you. You are the one who has been given this opportunity. You are the one that has been given this chance to be alive. And I always put that in perspective by saying, you are unique. There is no one like you on the face of this earth. There never was and there never will be. This is one of its kind. This is the lifetime that you have been given. You are one of a kind. There's no one like you. No one. It's the variation of joy. It's the variation of gratitude. It is the variation of excitement. It is the variation of being alive. It is the variation of seeing and being surprised with what it is that this means to be alive. What it means to be fulfilled. What it means to walk this earth and to have understood the simplicity of what it is that we have been given. That a breath comes and it goes and it brings the gift of life every time, every time. Every time. And it touches us. Again and again and again and again. I have done so much in my life to remind me of so many things. And then it occurred to me that an incredible reminder is given to me every moment in the form of breath. I make lists. People jot down things on their hand. Old times, they used to even tie a string around their finger. But somebody is reminding me all the time about something really wonderful that's going on. And that something wonderful that's going on is my existence. My possibility to be content. My possibility to be fulfilled. And I'm being reminded day and night. Not obnoxiously, mind you. Not obnoxiously. Not with a hammer on the head. But in the most sweetest and gentlest way. Remember, 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 you are alive. No more statements. No more statements after that. No more sermons after that. No more preaching after that. No more books after that. No more thunder and lightning after that. No more beating on the head. No more tests. But just a reminder, you are alive. You are alive. Do you know what that means? And I do. I do. I do know what it means to be alive. It means everything. All my dreams have come true. I still dream of other things, but all my dreams have come true. Because I am alive. Because I am alive. Because I exist. This, in the sweetest, most simplest way, becomes my home. You are at home. This is your home. This existence is your home. Be in that serenity. Be in that contentment. Be in that joy. And not let a moment, if possible, go by. For the person who's singing, which note can he sing off? For the person who's playing the piano, which note has he a license to play in off key?
None.
See, on a piano, it is not about the keys that are not played. It is about the keys that are played. And hence, those keys should be that the sound that comes evokes the feeling that it should evoke. You're the pianist. This is the piano. There are people who wonder, got these 88 keys, how am I going to use all of them? And somebody comes along and tells you, don't worry. You don't have to. What? That doesn't sound right. God gave me 88. I should use all of them. No. Use the ones that you want to use. Use the ones you want to use. And use them in such a way so that it evokes what you feel. Well, should I play quietly or loudly? What do you want to evoke? Because this feeling of I am alive can be screamed or whispered. And it would mean exactly the same thing. Exactly the same. That's your license. That's your license. But play. And play to evoke that feeling. The feeling that you are alive. That this means something to you. I'm not talking about the other realm of things. I'm talking about really enjoying yourself. I'm talking about waking up in the morning and saying, God, what an agenda I have. I get to live today. You get to exist today. And what I say to people, you need to have peace in your life. It doesn't matter where you get it. Go look for it. Go search for it. If you find it, great. Hang on to it. And if you don't, then look me up. I can help. That's how simple it is. I'm not sitting here going, well, I'm the only way. No. Your point isn't way or no way. The point is, you should have peace in your life. Let the problems be what they will be. Do your best to fight against those. But that doesn't mean that you have to be in the lack of that joy that dwells in your heart. Nowhere that rule is written. So, let there be joy. Let there be that peace in your life every single day.